Not shopping for presents this weekend? How about a movie? This is the season for big holiday films. But this year, are they gaily wrapped presents or lumps of coal? Here's Mark Jordan Ligon with our weekly digest of what the critics are saying, Slate's summary judgment.
First up is Academy Award-winning writer-director James L. Brooks' first film in 7 years, Spanglish. Starring Adam Sandler and Taya Leone, this comedy focuses on cultures colliding when a well-to-do family hires a gorgeous Mexican woman who speaks no English to be their new housekeeper.
Okay, let's just talk.
¿Qué platiquemos?
Well, I have 2 children, and my husband is a chef, a top chef. That makes me something. Anyway, he works nights.
Do you work?
Yes. No, not right now.
Most of the nation's critics were split, some demanding a translator, while others loved the culture clash. The Hollywood Reporter feels that Brooks is solidly in charge as he gets terrific performances from everyone, and the LA Times cheers that it gives us ideas to chew on, moments to laugh at, and performances to admire. But the Village Voice snarls, as pedestrian as its marital and parental conflicts may be, Spanglish utterly crumbles when it probes matters of cultural identity. And in a review that might be forwarded to Homeland Security, the Las Vegas Weekly snaps, "You could show it to terrorists to incite their hatred of America. That's how stupidly misguided it is." Next up is Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events, based on the hugely successful children's books which follow the misadventures of 3 orphans and the sneaky villain played by Jim Carrey who wants to steal their vast inheritance.
Well, hello, hello, hello. I am your beloved Count Olaf.
This is another one that splits the critics, but most seem to find Lemony Snicket to be, well, lemony fresh. The Arizona Daily Star raves it's a rousing adventure, and the Atlanta Journal-Constitution adds the film is wickedly entertaining and a fortunate addition to the holiday season. But LA Weekly complains the filmmakers made the fatal error of trying to jolly up the novels, which are often funny but never, ever cute. And Entertainment Weekly says it isn't nearly as cheerily unpleasant as it ought to be. And finally, what holiday season would be complete without a movie about a plane crash in the Gobi Desert? The Flight of the Phoenix is a remake of the popular 1965 thriller that starred Jimmy Stewart. Dennis Quaid pilots the new updated version, along with Giovanni Ribisi.
Listen up. We got a major problem. Oh, God. Looks like we have to make an emergency landing. Make sure you're strapped in. And if you believe in God, it's time you call in a favor.
The remake has some critics hailing it as first-class entertainment, while others insist it's as much fun as looking for lost luggage. The Chicago Tribune calls it top-heavy with cliches, while USA Today observes there's nothing like dumbing down a movie grown-ups love so it can be sold to teens who aren't going to go anyway. But the LA Times enjoyed it, calling it a worthy remake, and the Minneapolis Star Tribune shouts, "Resolutely, gloriously old school in every regard, Flight of the Phoenix is a reminder that disaster films don't need the threat of global annihilation to be good entertainment." Hey, speak for yourself. Around the holidays, I like nothing better than a good global annihilation movie. In fact, here's one I'd like to see. Frosty the Snowman doesn't realize his button nose is actually a nuclear device, and Rudolph has to get there in time to warn him. But I digress.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer living in Los Angeles.